So we're seeing an increase right across our intercity and commuter routes of people travelling, but we have had a significant increase on the Connolly to Sligo route. So the numbers of people travelling with us on a particular week, it was the week of the 23rd of September 2023 versus the 23rd of September 2024. That week we saw an increase of 7.9% of passenger numbers, passenger journeys on the Sligo route. So, you know, it's a significant increase. Obviously, we have a lot of services to and from Sligo every day. Your listeners will be aware that they're busy, and in fact, they are getting busier.
And Jane, is this a mark of the increase in use in public transport? More and more people are probably relying on it than ever before.
Yes, well, the National Transport Authority had an event with Minister Ryan yesterday outlining the fact that a million people a day are now travelling on different public transport modes, including rail. So, you know, I suppose there's a number of reasons for this. The first would be the significant decrease in the cost of travelling by public transport. Say, for example, with ourselves, in the last number of years, we've had a 50% reduction for young people travelling with us and a 20% reduction on all adult fares. So this is, as I suppose, made it more attractive for people to travel with us. Also, I suppose, there's the climate challenges that people face, and the fact that people are trying to be more sustainable and not using cars to the same extent for journeys. And I suppose the other inevitability is that there's a lot of people who maybe are long distance commuting for a number of reasons, perhaps for school or for work. I suppose with hybrid working, people are commuting longer distances because if they don't have to commute every day, they can live in locations that may be more preferable to them. And similarly with students, it's difficult to get accommodation and it's expensive. So many of them opt to commute to their college course. So I suppose they're the main reasons why we've seen an increase in passenger journeys right across the network, but also on the Sligo route.